Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
New signs of trouble in the housing market.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Putnam Investments, recognizing the value of financial advice since 1937. Putnam Investments, a world of investing.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, a report out this morning says home prices are still dropping. When will we reach the bottom of the housing market? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up right now. The Dow's up 20 points at 12,659. The NASDAQ basically flat at the moment, and the S&P 500 up 0.1%. A report out this morning from the real estate website Zillow.com says home prices fell 3% last quarter, and some economists are worried this means the housing market hasn't yet hit the bottom. Let's get reaction now from Julia Coronado. She's chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, and she's with us live now, as she is each Monday. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
Well, it seems like economists are really having to keep readjusting their predictions for the housing market each time we get bad news like this.
Yes, housing has been a consistent disappointment throughout the recovery. And what it appears is that there really has been a structural change in housing demand. So, for example, we see younger people putting off that first decision to buy a home later and later, delaying it later and later. We're seeing more college students living at home with their parents during college. And these changes have proved to be pretty lasting. So the taste for home ownership is a lot lower than it used to be.
Well, what's your current forecast, and what do you think it's going to take to get the housing market turned around?
Well, I think, unfortunately, given the tremendous amount of supply that we still have coming onto the market from the foreclosed properties and from people who delayed selling their home as they tried to wait out the market, will really continue to put downward pressure on prices. So I think we're going to continue to see these moderate declines throughout this year. And then perhaps by the end of the year, we'll be at a new true equilibrium for home prices.
Julia Coronado, chief economist with the investment bank BNP Paribas, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Well, to the White House now, which is pushing back against a leaked report involving a new driving tax. The Department of Transportation is reportedly looking into the idea of taxing drivers based on how many miles they drive and using the revenue to maintain roads and highways. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports.
American highways need major repairs, and the flat per-gallon gas tax won't cover it, especially as people drive more fuel-efficient cars. UCLA transportation professor Brian Taylor says in the past, we'd raise the tax.
The first response is, well, that's a terrible idea. I don't like that. What else do you have?
Taylor says today, it's feasible to charge people based on how much they drive.
We now have the ability with GPS, with electronic systems that can track vehicles, to have drivers pay directly for how much they use the roadways.
But a tax on mileage could hit commercial trucking particularly hard, says Bruce Belzowski at the University of Michigan Transportation Institute. And we might all pay for that.
Because the added cost that you're charging these big companies many times gets transferred to the consumer in terms of the cost of product.
He says trucking companies invested heavily to meet federal fuel efficiency standards. Slapping them with a driving tax on top of that wouldn't be fair. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. By CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight nearly 500 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733.
December 21st, 2012 is the latest day that some believe the world is supposed to end. But these believers say there are going to be a handful of places on Earth that will be safe, including southern France. As Christopher Worth reports, the locals there are getting ready for an influx of visitors.
The tiny, picturesque village of Bouguereche takes its name from the giant, flat-topped mountain that towers above it. Population here is just 189 people. Dominique Le Mans is one of them. As he throws feed out for his chickens, he says peculiar things happen here.
I see in the sky a strange light.
Le Mans described a light zigzagging across the sky.
And I'm sure it's not plane, it's not Airbus or Boeing or helicopter.
Whatever it was, alleged sightings like this are becoming more common. The village has become a magnet for New Age belief groups who predict the world is going to end next year on December 21st. Some convince the mountain will be a landing site for UFOs rescuing people from the mayhem. The mayor, Jean-Pierre Delord, says he's seen websites imploring people to go to Bouguereche.
Mes soucis sont simples.
My concerns are simple. We can't accommodate people arriving here en masse. It would disrupt the tranquility of the town.
But even the mayor admits those newcomers could be a boost for Bouguereche's economy. The local B&B is getting calls about booking rooms for the apocalypse, and others have begun moving to the area to start businesses.
Okay. I will try without.
People like Odile Masounad, who goes by her spiritual name, Amkara. No, that's not a UFO. Amkara specializes in sound massage, so I gave it a go.
Christopher is in harmony.
She places a big metal bowl over my head and begins ringing it with a mallet.
Now you let the energy coming up.
Omkara plans to open a spiritual center here for therapies like this.
People are coming here from all over the world, but here they are very afraid of all these people coming like this.
So afraid, the mayor says he may decide to block off the roads leading into the village next year. In Bouguereche, France, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
And finally, there is a list out today that says Apple is the most valuable brand in the world. The Apple brand, just the brand, is now worth $153 billion, according to the consultancy Millward Brown. We've got the full list of brand values up at marketplace.org. Turns out the big losers this year are oil companies, big banks, and Nintendo. The value of the Nintendo brand is down more than a wee bit, 37%. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Technology is one of the heroes of the Middle East revolutions, but this hero also has a tragic flaw because it can help the bad guys as much as it helps the good ones.
Essentially, a lot of countries in the Middle East and Asia like to monitor all data in and outbound from their borders.
I'm Tess Vigeland, a double-edged social media sword. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.